Three gubernatorial candidates appeared at a forum in West Hartford Sunday. The Jewish Federation of Greater Hartford hosted Republican Bob Stefanowski, Democrat Ned Lamont, and Independent Oz Griebel in a Q&A session designed to inform local voters on where each candidate stands on the issues. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the most contentious moments happened when national politics were discussed. Joel Ken is from Windsor. The retired police officer thinks that the nasty political tone in Washington is starting to make its way into state politics. The forum gave him an opportunity to tell Oz Griebel that he thought his television ads brought the governor's race into the schoolyard.
He defended the denigrating ads against the other candidates rather than spending his time telling me what he's going to do.
Francine Winegast didn't like the way that Judge Brett Kavanaugh, President Donald Trump, and members of the U.S. Senate conducted themselves during Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. She wanted to know if Bob Stefanowski was elected, would he influence national leaders to treat other Americans with respect? She says that his response didn't indicate he would.
Basically, he's not going to make any efforts to do that. He's laser focused only on Connecticut, and he will personally treat people with respect.
Felicia Zimmerman says that she's heard Ned Lamont criticize Stefanowski for representing Trumpian values instead of Connecticut values. She wanted to know how someone who once belonged to the all-white Greenwich Country Club could speak for the people from the state as a whole. She wasn't impressed with his answer.
There was no mention of the word Greenwich Country Club, and he basically reverted to everyone else but me is Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't create our problems in Connecticut. Whether you like or hate Donald Trump, he's not coming here to fix them. So, no, I didn't get an answer.
After the forum, Lamont said he hadn't been a member of the club since he resigned 15 years ago. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.